Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Who was Joseph Howard Watson? He was a newspaperman from Chicago when he moved to Washington State in 1890 and to Chelan 1891. He was born in Ohio in 1858. A colleague, then living in Spokane Falls, persuaded Joe to come west and start a newspaper, The Spokesman. That was in 1890. Joseph had married Catherine Irish, July 1885, and they had one son named Harold. A Spokane acquaintance involved in real estate introduced Watson to Lake Chelan in February 1891. After a thorough inspection, Watson thought the area ideal for a home and chose the First Creek area close to his friend David Little at Granite Falls, and David was to die within a year. He filed for homestead in 1892 and began developing his First Creek property while pursuing his career. Having sold his interest in the Spokane paper, he became a political writer for the Spokesman Review and Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Joseph was appointed to the Washington State Road Commission in 1896. The job of the commission was to find a state road route across the Cascade Mountains. After several months, they recommended the route over Cascade Pass to the mouth of Bridge Creek. The alternate route recommended by the commission was over Rainy Pass and across Washington Pass from the mouth of Early Winters Creek. That general route eventually became the North Cascades Highway. In 1897, Watson was chosen by Governor McBride to be his private secretary with the imposing title of Adjutant General. On state occasions, this included the wearing of a sheathed sword and top hat. He entertained many political dignitaries at his home on Lake Chelan, which usually included hunting and fishing trips to the Stehekin area. The Watson family spent a great deal of time at their home, Harvereen Lodge. By the time he proved up on the homestead application, he had a large frame house and barn, a caretaker's house, outbuildings, chicken and root house, 12 acres of orchard, 1 acre of vineyard, and small fruit, and 35 acres plowed for alfalfa. While in Seattle, J. Howard developed appendicitis, and several operations later, he died in December 1906. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller,